This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Tyrell Dennison. He's our tech guide for Ozarks at Large. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle.
You know, Tyrell, I was around when the web started, more or less, and it was about sending text and then audio. Then you could put videos. Now you can call somebody up and chat with them real time.
It's great. It's a lot of developments happened, and it's newer and newer technology gets put in the hands of everyday users all the time. And so it's exciting to see stuff like that happen. You're referring, of course, largely to the awesome, quote, announcement that came from Facebook last Wednesday. Video chat is now a part of Facebook. So you can have awkward video chats with your old high school friends that you haven't seen in ages, that you just kind of avoid and put the thumbs up on their posts. Now they can call you up and video chat with you, and
so just
make
like
it even more fun.
Just like on the Jetsons, or just like FaceTime on the iPhone 4?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a one-on-one video chat opportunity that is built right into the chat feature that already exists in Facebook. So a lot of people use that. It was in the bottom right-hand corner, and you would click on chat, and it would show all the people that were your friends that were using Facebook at this exact moment that were available to just have a quick little text chat with.
Any idea how, when I first joined Facebook, I would get those sorts of invitations, hey, what's going on, somewhat often. Over the last year, that hasn't happened that much. Any idea how much chatting, real-time chatting, was going on with Facebook?
I wouldn't say. You know, I couldn't put a number on it just offhand. I know I had it on at first. I think everyone kind of had it there, and then the newness wore off a little bit. What it presented was the awkward grocery store moments in the digital world, and so everyone kind of grew rather leery of having that accidental, oh, I see you're buying spaghetti, so am I, moment, but on Facebook. And so a lot more people are choosing to put themselves unavailable for chat. But what one thing that is good is that you can be very deliberate about bringing yourself online and contacting people via video chat. That's something that I know I'll be using a lot with my family. I personally have two children and a wife, and we're the only ones in Northwest Arkansas. The rest of our family is in Texas, and our parents, our boys' grandparents, staunchly oppose us living away from them, but obviously support us where we are and are happy for our successes, mostly just because they want to be around our boys, though. Mm-hmm. And so with video chatting, we can do that.
And with Facebook video chatting, I imagine it's pretty simple since millions, tens of millions of Americans are on Facebook. It's right there. There's the software, the infrastructure is ready to go for so many people who might not be as tech savvy.
That's right. This technology has existed before. In fact, what's happened is Facebook integrated a software called Skype, and a lot of people were already using Skype. You could use Skype for voice call, for basically for phone calls over the internet, what's called VOIP, VoIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol. And that was really popular, and a ton of people started using Skype for that. And then Skype integrated video chatting, and so you could video chat with people. But generally speaking, it wasn't as widely as accepted, even though it's definitely the biggest chatting service, VoIP service in the market. It wasn't as just easily grab it and go as it was before Facebook integration. So now you don't have to be a tech-savvy person to be able to video chat. You just have to be on Skype. When you go to use it the first time, it's going to ask you if it can run a little plug-in. And when you do that, it's going to make you ready to go. You'll obviously just need a microphone and a video camera. Those are the two most important things. But once you've got those, you let it run its little script, and you're off and running.
And the hope here from Facebook is that people stay with them and continue to use their service?
Absolutely. There's an ever-growing, ever-blossoming social media world, but Facebook's doing what they can and making some changes to stay relevant. Yeah, some of the neat new features they're incorporating to help keep people engaged in Facebook. With the video chat, you can leave a video message. So if you call a friend up to video chat with them and they're unavailable, you can leave them a quick message with your video talking to them for a moment. I did that with my mom earlier this week, and she said it made her day. So it was nice to be able to do that.
And it doesn't have to be of you. It could be of the sunset or something like that.
Oh,
correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything you can put a video camera to.
Here's your nephew or niece hitting a home run at the softball game or the baseball game.
Nice. Exactly. And so you can leave video messages. Now, they've also incorporated group chatting so that you can, not with video, but with your general just type chat so that you can have group conversations. And so Facebook is good about rolling out new things and new features to kind of keep themselves relevant and keep people excited about what they have to offer.
Okay, so Facebook wants to stay relevant. This brings me to this other kind of new news in this realm, which is Google Plus. I thought Google Plus was just that cool little guitar thing they had on their page for a couple of days, but Google Plus apparently is much more.
It is. It is. It gets confused with Google Plus One, which is their new way of ranking websites. You'll notice a lot of times you'll see if you have a Google account and you're logged in, a little plus sign next to a website, and you can click that. And it's kind of like liking something on Facebook. But what Google Plus is a social media platform, rather similar to Facebook. And in fact, people like making fun of that fact that it's Facebook but not Facebook. So it, however, is only in private beta right now. So it's invitation only. It's a very Google thing to do. They love unleashing new technologies and getting people all excited and stirred up and standing outside the locked door, looking in through the window, waiting for the doors to unlock and let the masses in. But right now, it allows for posting, just like with Facebook, where you've got status updates and things like that. One of the neat things about Google Plus is, so you look at Facebook, and to follow someone on Facebook, you click on them and they friend you, or they don't friend you, but you need to be associated with them in a reciprocal way to view their information. With Google Plus, you get to choose. So when you make a post, you can select who it goes to. You can select whether it goes to certain groups of people or to everyone that follows you. Or you can broadcast it to public. And one of the neat things, if you click on broadcast it to public, it gives you a little warning saying, hey, this can go anywhere. Be thoughtful. I think be thoughtful is the exact wording. Because they don't want you to say something silly and it go everywhere.
So I could create many different groups. Like, I want this one to only go to my coworkers. So I've created this group of only my coworkers.
Right.
I want this only to go to my family.
Precisely.
Or I can unleash it to the masses.
To the masses. That's one of the things that Google saw as a deficiency in Facebook, and something that a lot of people have seen as a deficiency in Facebook. And though there is a rather clunky way to do that with Facebook, Google has made that kind of fun with what they call circles. And so you create a circle, and you name it whatever you want to name it, and you drag those people into that circle. So I would add you to my KUAF circle. I would add my mother to my family circle, so on and so forth. And so I can publish things to specific circles and talk to everyone at KUAF, everyone in my family, everyone that's following me, because people can follow me without me following them back, just like with Twitter.
Yeah, it still sounds scary. Still sounds like you could end up doing
that's why they tell you be thoughtful.
Right. You know, there's an old adage in radio, never say anything into a microphone you wouldn't want your grandmother to hear. I kind of use that when I'm on social media.
You have to be. People are learning that the hard way.
Is there room for Facebook and Google Plus?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Particularly because they offer such different things at this point. Even though they offer similar things, they offer different things. So, for example, with video chatting, we just talked about that coming to Facebook. Google Plus has what's called Google Hangout, and it's a video chat, but rather than being one-on-one, it's a room that allows up to 10 people. Hmm. And when I start a Hangout, I invite some people, and people can just see that I'm in a Hangout, and they can just join.
So what does it look like?
Well, it's a pop-up window, and it'll have the main video window and a bunch of little video windows underneath it kind of lined up along the bottom. And the technology that they use allows the person who is talking, their video will be the big one. Mm-hmm. So as we're having a big conversation, I'm talking and I'm going on and I'm dead center. And then when I stop for a second or you interject and start talking for a moment, your video pops up.
So it looks like one of those video, one of those cable news network shows.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
And it does that automatically. And it's got kind of a real fun, light feel to it right now. But people are already talking about how they're going to use it in the business world. There's all kinds of opportunities to engage with people in a way that they haven't before. It becomes a very unintentional way to interact in the web world.
Well, it's going to keep changing, right?
Always.
Okay. I can't dig in the heels.
Yeah, not yet.
All right, Ty, thank you very much. You